Thank you. Cool. All right, then. Well, welcome back. Yeah, as Claire said, rightfully, we're looking at peace tonight, which is cool. And I'm going to read from John 14, verses 23 to 27. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken whilst with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." That's the peace of God. Hollandaise sauce. I love hollandaise. I love eggs benedict. We had breakfast on Saturday, a few of us, and I made some hollandaise sauce. It's quite easy. What you do is you crack some egg yolks, put in a bit of white wine vinegar, stir that over Bambury. Thank you. Oh, yes. It was close. Oh, that's good. It's a good start. Yeah. Oh, so much glory. Anyway, so over one of those, and you watch it change into like a thick sauce, and then you add a whole load of melted butter, a bit of lemon juice, and away you go. It's amazing. The first time I made it was amazing. It was incredible. I was so pleased with myself for making. I'd seen it on MasterChef, professional MasterChef, and Monica Galletti showed us how to make it. I was like, right, Monica, here we go. So I made some hollandaise sauce and had amazing eggs benedict. So I thought for Boxing Day, what I would do is, because we would be at my parents' house, I would show off and I would make my hollandaise sauce for a wonderful, peaceful Christmas morning breakfast. Now, of course, I knew the recipe. It's simple. I just told it to you there, didn't I? I'd done it once, and it was incredible. So I was enjoying just, you know, going to be the guy who makes the best breakfast for my family. And I kind of got some of the process wrong. And it went horribly, horribly wrong. And you know when you're in the kitchen and you're kind of wanting to impress and people are waiting for food and the peace level in the kitchen is going down and slowly the amount of people in the kitchen decreases until you're left with this angry man feeling totally disappointed, and then Dad making very unhelpful comments. Anyway, it was not good. I lost a lot of peace there. But on Saturday morning, this Saturday, I had another go, and it worked. And a few people can testify to that, right? I redeemed that moment. And I was at peace again. I was at peace again. Something that had gone wrong went right again. I was at peace. Hollandaise sauce, a lot of glory. Can I have the next slide, please? I've got a Strong's kind of dictionary, and it has all the Greek and Hebrew words that you find, like the original words from the old Bible. So I thought I'd brush off the dust and have a look at what in the New Testament, when Jesus said, my peace I give to you, what was he talking about? And so the Greek word for peace is Irene. There you are. And the root word for that in the Greek is to join, which I thought was interesting. It also has a one like amazing other meanings like completeness, health, safety, harmonious relationship. Peace is an incredible word, and peace is what our world is crying out for, right? Whether that's kind of on an individual level, just to have peace in our hearts and in our minds, whether that's on a national level, kind of not really knowing where this Brexit thing is going, a bit uncertain, or whether that's on a global kind of stage where there's war and there's brokenness. And you know, you hear people talking, you won't just hear people talking about peace in church, you hear our whole world talking about peace, because it's so central to who we are and what we need as human beings. And isn't it amazing that one of the fruits of having the Holy Spirit in our lives is peace? It's not something that we need to work up, but it's something that grows in us because you're full of the Holy Spirit. And the world is longing and crying out for peace. I want to start with trying to understand a little bit more about what peace is by thinking about the Trinity, because I think when we understand God as Trinity, it helps us understand a lot of things. So the next slide, please. I don't know if I might have shown you this picture before, this art, but it's an awesome, I just love it. It is a picture of the Trinity sitting around a table. You have the Father here, then the Son, Jesus in the middle, and the Holy Spirit here, and there's a gap at the table that the Holy Spirit is kind of pointing to. Now, some scientists who have had a look, I sound like Chrissy, don't I? Some scientists who have looked at this painting, and you see this little box here. You see that box? Well, they've had a look at it, and it's kind of got something like glue on it in the original picture, painting. And people think that there should have been a mirror in that box. So as you were looking at the Trinity, you see yourself in that circle of relationship, in that table. Isn't that cool? And this, the reason that I feel like we need to grasp God as Trinity so much, because it tells us, one, what love is, because we've got perfect love there, and we're invited into that. Shows us what joy is. We've got Father, Son, Holy Spirit enjoying one another, enjoying whatever that bowl is in the middle. Yeah, hollandaise sauce, that's what it is. On a jamboree. and it shows us what peace is. Completeness. God is completeness. God is togetherness. God is harmonious relationship. And we've been invited right into the middle of that. It is a oneness. So going back to that idea that the Greek word for peace means join. Well, there we've got a togetherness, a jointness in the Trinity, a completeness. And peace is a togetherness, a wholeness of our minds, our bodies, our spirits. But I don't know about you. You don't always feel like we're whole, that we are at peace. Actually, often we feel pretty broken, right? Whether that's our world or whether that's just on an individual level, there's stuff in our lives that feel broken. What I think's amazing is that the God of peace sees us as whole and complete. And I guess part of our journey is beginning to see with God's eyes and God's perspective. But the God of peace, the God of oneness, the God of togetherness sees you as complete because of the work of the cross and the resurrection that you were included in. But it doesn't always feel that's the case. Sometimes we feel pretty broken. Now, has anyone ever heard of, this is a Japanese word, so bear with me, kintsugi? Is that, oh, okay, I thought you said it. I was like, crikey, that's impressive. Anyone heard of that? Kintsugi? You heard of it? I've got a picture of what that is. It is to repair with gold, the art of repairing pottery with gold or silver. And the piece is more beautiful for having been broken. Isn't that cool? So in Japanese culture, if you break a pot or a vase, what they'll do is they'll get some gold or some silver, and they'll put it back together again. They'll join it back together, and the end result is more beautiful than the beginning result. And I was thinking that is a pretty good picture of peace. To join, to put back together again. You might feel broken and our world looks pretty broken. But we have a God of peace, a God who joins back the pieces with his redeeming love, that gold. We see that firstly in our relationship with God. If you read Romans 5, you hear about the God of peace restoring us to peace, where we were in our minds enemies of God through Jesus dying. When we considered him an enemy, he died on a cross, shed his blood, so that peace could be restored. That broken relationship was put back together so you and I could be one with God. God loves to take our broken lives and lead us back into a place of wholeness and healing. I love the fact that we may be broken, but we are in the hands of a God who joins, who knows how to fix what is broken. So we are recipients of peace. God loves to lavish his peace on us, to repair us, to restore us. I wonder if you can think of places in your life where you felt restoration, or where God has kind of put you back together again. I was thinking, I'm dog sitting for the Shirleys. Me and Claire are dog sitting for the Shirleys this weekend. Oh no, this week, even. Yeah. Wow. Yes, I will try and feed them, yeah. That's a good reminder. And it just reminded me of a place of brokenness and where God had put me back together again. I used to be absolutely terrified of dogs. I used to have this incredible phobia of God. Dogs backwards God. Oh my gosh, what a revelation. Anyway, I think I need another holiday. Anyway, I used to be absolutely terrified of dogs and God. I remember my vicar at the time, I was quite young, and she led me in this prayer, and I had to imagine a dog in my mind coming towards me. Pretty scary. And then I had to ask where Jesus was in that picture. And I can't even remember exactly, but I think I just saw him with me, standing next to me, and I felt this peace. And I think it was maybe a month or two later, we went to my friend's house, and they have a dog. And that was a big deal for me, and I can remember the first time just going into that house, having absolutely no fear whatsoever, bending down and stroking that dog. And now we've had two dogs as a family, and I get to dog sit. So isn't that great? But I know it's just a tiny, almost silly story. But isn't it amazing that we have a God who cares about that stuff? And cares enough that even the small broken bits of our lives, he longs to restore it back together. We've got peace with God. I believe that God longs to take us on a journey where we have peace with ourselves. I wonder if sometimes we might have had a broken relationship with God and that's restored, but sometimes we might have a broken relationship with ourselves and how we feel about ourselves, and I don't know, that might be just a small part or a big part, but we have a God who longs to take us gently by the hand and lead us on a journey of peace, of putting that gold in our lives, inviting us into that circle of peace, the Trinity. And it's a fruit of the Spirit, not something we need to strive, but because we've got Christ in us, I believe that's something he longs to do and does lead us in. And then there's peace with one another. Peace with one another. And that can be hard, right? when there are broken relationships. That's not an easy thing. In fact, that probably goes right to the core, again, of who we are. But isn't it amazing that we have a God of peace? A God of harmonious relationships. I was just reminded of Desmond Tutu in South Africa. Just after the apartheid, he led this amazing Truth and Reconciliation project where they televised it, people who had done the most crazy crimes against one another would sit in the same room and share that experience of, I don't know, so-and-so murdering their son. I mean, really intense stuff. But that was all for the sake of peace, of coming together again, even when it was painful. To get to peace, it's not always a smooth journey. But again, if we've got the Spirit of God in us, then we'll long to have peace with other people. Reconciliation can cost our pride, can make us hugely vulnerable. But there's something so precious, isn't there, about restored relationship. And I think the prayer that I've seen answered the most is when I'm in a situation or in a relationship that needs help and I don't know what to do. When I've brought that to God, it's not always been easy, but there's something about us wanting to have reconciliation with one another that God loves, and by His grace we can move forward in those times. So we've got peace with God, we're learning, and God would want to take us on a journey with having peace with ourselves and also peace with one another. Being willing to be vulnerable and lose our pride, maybe. And then I believe that God wants us to be agents of peace. When you're in your workplace, when you're with your family or friends, that peace of God is on the inside of you. And where God's placed you, you've got incredible influence to bring peace. That might be, I don't know, in the classroom to encourage a child. There's such power on that. It might be that you're in the health, kind of, that in your in health and bringing peace and restoration to people's bodies. That's kingdom, and that's all God. It might be that you're kind of in communications and you're releasing messages of hope or love or to the world. That's peace. You're an agent of peace. I went to New Wine this month and I heard this amazing guy, I can't remember his name. What's it? Alan Scott, thank you. And he was just talking about how God is all over your work life. And that He's there, and you don't take God to work with you. God is already there waiting for you. Just rubbing His hands, going, okay, what are we going to do today? I just want to encourage you that wherever God's placed you, you're an agent of peace. You're someone who can bring togetherness and completeness wherever you are. I think I'm going to stop there. And I just want us to go to that picture again of the Trinity. And I want us to just have a moment of thinking about our place in that, really. We're going to put some music on in a moment, and I just want to peace. Another word for peace is stillness and quiet. And I think that's an important part to have in our life as well, to allow God to speak to us, just to have times of rest and times of quiet. So we're going to play some music, and I want you to look at that picture, and I want you to see the Holy Spirit pointing to your place at that table. And if there's stuff in your life where perhaps you feel a bit broken, or perhaps there's a situation where you need the peace, the togetherness of God, then why don't you, as you look at that picture and listen to the worship, just allow the peace of God that passes all understanding to minister to you. So take this time, I'm going to pray, and just soak in that picture. Have a seat at that table and let God speak to you. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God of peace, God of togetherness, God who puts back the pieces, thank you that you have our broken lives in your hand. And let's pray, Holy Spirit, you'd speak to us.